Our subject today, Bezer Hashem, Dover B'Itim Matoiv, it's Erev Shabbos, Yefta Chatzos, is the welcoming of Shabbos. Dover B'Itim Matoiv, because Yefta Chatzos, we really start to welcome the Shabbos. And to welcome our guest to our Yarchakala, usually Rabbi Talbert of Israel is the one who gives the opening drosha. For some reason today he was mechabed me. And we will discuss a little bit about Kedusha Shabbos. Now, the welcoming of Shabbos is a point of discussion. Really, there is no Zman Kodesh, no Yom Tov, whether it's a Pesach or a Shavuos or a Sukkot or a Rosh Hashanah or a Yom Kippur or any mitzvah, that there is a special mitzvah, a special, how should we say it, a ceremony, that's not a very beautiful word, to welcome the Yom Tov. On Shabbos Kodesh we have Kabbalah Shabbos, and we welcome the Shabbos. We bow to the Shabbos. Boyichala, 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 Shabbos Malkus. We welcome the Shabbos, and we malava the Shabbos. When Shabbos comes, we receive the Shabbos. When Shabbos goes, we are malava the Shabbos. There is no Kabbalah Yom Tov. There's no Kabbalah Yom Kippur. There's no Kabbalah Tefillin. There's no Kabbalah Mezuzah. There's no Kabbalah Yom Kippur. There's no Malava to the Yom Kippur. It could be by Yom Tov, it would be a mitzvah of Malava Malka, but not in the form of Malava Malka. There might be a mitzvah on Yom Tov to eat a Suda, Lekvoid Yom Tov, Mitzvah Yom Tov. It's a little mashma from the Rambam like that. But surely the words Malava Malka would not be appropriate only to Shabbos. Shabbos is only, the only Shabbos Kodesh called the Malka. And here is a point of discussion that should be, we should try to understand. Why is Shabbos, of all Yom Tovim, special in this way, that we refer to Shabbos as a personality? You don't find any Yom Tov or any mitzvah referred to as a personality. The Gemara tells us, Omer Shabbos lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos said to Hashem, Lakol Latata Ben Zug. All the 6 days of the week, you gave a partner. Some days, Ben Zug is Wednesday. Mondays, Ben Zug is Thursday. Tuesdays, Ben Zug is Friday. Who is my Ben Zug? Who is my partner? And Hashem said, Yisrael is your Ben Zug. Your partner is like a marriage. You and Yisrael are a couple. But coming back to this, to our discussion, we find Omer Shabbos lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos says to Hashem, as if Shabbos is a personality. And we find Shabbos all over, only Shabbos as a personality. Shabbos comes and Shabbos goes and Shabbos talks. We mechabed the Shabbos. We're careful not to insult the Shabbos. And according to the Gemara, but according to the Yoreim, there's a special mitzvah of Moira Shabbos, to have fear for the identity, for the greatness of Shabbos, Moira Shabbos. And here is when we are welcoming Shabbos. So here we have to try to understand, what is the specialty of Shabbos Kodesh, that we welcome Shabbos more than any other day, any other mitzvah? And why is Shabbos referred to as a personality? Now, when we welcome Shabbos, what we have to understand is, who is really Shabbos? Now, I will never ask you, who is Tefillin? Tefillin is a mitzvah. Who is Mezuzah? Mezuzah is a mitzvah. You are obligated, if you have a house, if you have an apartment, to put up a mezuzah. Pesach is a mitzvah. Shavuos is a mitzvah. As we had mentioned, Shabbos is a personality. Who really is Shabbos? Shabbos Kodesh is a guest in our homes. Who really is Shabbos? Who are we welcoming? Who are we being malavit? Who is Shabbos? Again, it's a new question, not what is Shabbos. Who is Shabbos? Now, Shabbos Kodesh, we know, Chazal tell us, Shekula Shabbos keneged kol ha-mitzvahs kulam. Shabbos Kodesh is the greatest, in the Mashal of Chazal, the heaviest mitzvah. It overweighs all the mitzvahs. There's something very special about Shabbos. Now, with the specialty of Shabbos, there are a lot of mysteries in Shabbos. Maybe one of the reasons why Shabbos Kodesh, more than any of the Yemei Kodesh, is so unutilized. You walk into a yeshiva on a Shavuos, you see the pachad, you see the excitement. You walk into a Leil Shavuos, the Arizal says that the Leil Shavuos, the learning of Leil Shavuos, this is what dedicates, what designates your life, all of your life. And he says if someone learns all night Leil Shavuos without wasting a moment, he surely won't be harmed all through the year and he'll surely live to next year. It's a wonderful, wonderful night. And you walk into a yeshiva, you see the excitement of a Shavuos. You see the excitement of a Leil Seder. In any Jewish home, you'll never see in a Leil Seder, you know, just two people just sitting and talking around. The Leil Seder is, and as it's rare, we have a neighbor, a Russian couple, old people, very nice people. So the first Seder, he says, he had by his grandfather 55 years ago. The second Seder was in my house. The third Seder, he made all by himself. He read up an old man, Mutla's name, her name is Esther, we made them a chasana. They got married after they were married 55. They finally got a Yiddish chasna. And I asked him, how was your Seder? And he said, the Seder was beautiful, but it's too short. All of a sudden, I had to eat after Koyim, and I said, Motl made a Seder. I realized, Motl made a Seder. So fast, before I could get around, it was Chatzai Shemir, I had to eat after Koyim, and go right. A Seder. A Rosh Hashanah. A Yom Kippur. A Sukkot. You walk into the east side, you see Erev Sukkos. Shabbos Kodesh. Where's the excitement of a Shabbos? You have a long Shabbos afternoon in the winter, in the summer, Vet Meshuggah. So you walk up and down 13th Avenue, and up and down 13th Avenue. What to do a long Shabbos? When it's the winter, Mele, you know, you fall asleep right after the Suda, you sleep 16 hours, you get the next morning. Before you know it, Shabbos is over. So the Shabbos flies by. So, he slept 17 hours. Mele, the Shabbos flies, it goes. In the summer, that Meshuggah. While Shabbos is a Beirachtoi Mikol Hayomim, the Kiddashtoi Mikol Hazmanim, Shabbos is a day when it's correctly utilized. The Kedusha, the greatness, the Siyata Deshmai that a person can get from a Shabbos Kodesh is more than any Yom Tov, any Zman Kodesh. And here is a second point which we try to explain today. Why is Shabbos so unutilized? Now maybe Shabbos Kodesh is unutilized because Shabbos is very little understood. We come to a Pesach, we know very simply what Pesach is. Yetzias Mitzrayim is a very clear message. Avodim hayinu b'farei b'Mitzrayim yaseinu Hashem. Very clear message. Pesach has a very clear message. Shavuos has a very clear message. Erev Shavuos, we had no Torah. When it came Shavuos, we were given a Torah. Torah, mitzvahs, Shabbos, Yom Tov. The message of Shavuos is very clear. The message of Sukkot isn't so clear, but there is a message we can realize in Sukkot. Sukkot is a day of Ahav. When we go into Hashem's home, Sukkot is Avas Hashem. Ki itzpaneini b'sukkah b'yemro, a shpizin. There is besides the kibasukas hasharti's bnei Israel, protection from Hashem, closeness to Hashem, there's a message in Sukkot. Rosh Hashanah has a message. Yom Kippur has a message. What actually is the message of Shabbos? So we are told, Zecher l'maaseh bereishis, in the first luchos. In the second luchos we are told, Zecher l'yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, the connection between Shabbos and Yitzias Mitzrayim is not understood by us. What's the connection between Shabbos and Yitzias Mitzrayim? Especially by the fact that Shabbos was given way before Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos is created the seventh day. The connection between Shabbos and Maaseh Bereishis also is a mystery to us. Now imagine a man builds a building, works hard, builds a three-story building, really hard, and he finally finishes it, and he sits down to rest. And he goes on his armchair, the glass of lemonade, and he's resting. Now, if you want to bring out some kind of a significant sign for his building, so you will remember his resting. Well, many people sit around even if they didn't toil. I would imagine if we want to make Zeich L'Maaseh Bereishis, I think we should on Shabbos work hard, do Lamatas Malachis, and say, just like Hashem was creative in building the world, we are creative on Shabbos. What actually is the message of resting? What is the message of Menucha? What does it mean, rest? Now obviously Menucha does not mean just sitting in an armchair and drinking lemonade. Because we are told in Mincha, we are told like this. There's Menuchas Ahava Unedova, Menuchas Emes Ve'emuno, Menuchas Sholem Ve'shalva Ve'hashked Ve'vetach. And I'm asking the audience, if anybody knows what to tell me, I really wish you would tell me, explain this to me. Menuchas Ahava, Menucha of love. If there's Menuchas Ahava, there's probably Menucha of hate. How does it look, Menucha of hate? Menuchas Emes, true rest. Now, if someone plays a ball game and he hits a home run and he sits down, is that Menuchas Emes or is that Menuchas Sheker? The Emuna. Menuchas Sholem, obviously the Menucha, which is a fight. The Shalva, there's a Menucha of excitement. V'hashket, v'vetach. What are all these kinds of menuchas? And I can go on with the mysteries of Shabbos. Shabbos is a mystery. Now, all the questions which I posed today, at these first 5 minutes, the time won't allow me to answer all of them. The time doesn't allow me, and of course I don't know too much about the subject which is Shabbos Kodesh, which is a great subject in the Torah. All we know, just everyone knows the Mashu. But Chazal already tell us that there is a secret in Shabbos. Chazal tell us on the Pasuk, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the Jewish people, Re'u ki Hashem nosan lachem es Shabbos. And the words of Chazal is, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Matono toivo yeshli bebeis genozai. I have a wonderful present in my treasure house. The Shabbos Shemo. And its name is Shabbos. Lech emor lehem. Tell the Jewish people I'm giving them a Shabbos. So the Gemara discusses that there's halacha. Hamesin matona lechaver etzarech lohidiyot. If you give a present to your friend, let's say you go to a wedding, and you buy a beautiful tablecloth, you pack it up, wrap it up in gift wrap. So there's a halacha, when you give the present to the chosen kala, put a little card with your name. It's a halacha. Hanoisei matona lechaveroi, tzorech lohidia. Shenemar, ru'u ki Hashem nosan lechem es Shabbos. So the Gemara says, but when you give a present, and eventually it will be known, your identification, you don't have to tell it. So the Gemara says, well, when you get the Torah, this was before the Torah, when it was given, Shabbos was given to the people in the midway before Matan Torah. And the Gemara says, so why does Hashem have to tell us He's giving us Shabbos? Eventually we'll have the Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Matan schara le'avid le'gluy. There's a special schar. There's a special beauty. There's a special depth in all mitzvahs, in Shabbos, above all mitzvahs. Hashem gave us tefillin, tzitzis, mezuzah, of course the eternity of the mitzvahs, of a yom tif. Of course no one can fathom the greatness and depth of the mitzvah. But there's a special secret in Shabbos that Hashem said, told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the Jewish people that I'm giving them a Shabbos, because if you won't tell them, if you won't point it out to them in specific, then they'll never know the depth of Shabbos. And here we see that Chazal is telling us that there's a secret in Shabbos. There's a beauty in Shabbos. There's a mystery in Shabbos that has to be pointed out especially, Ru'u ki asher nasan lachem es haShabbos. Will my lecture in the next half hour do justice to this secret? I don't think so. But let us try, just in a few words, to find some kind of insight. What is special about Shabbos? Understand Shabbos. What is the beauty of Shabbos? What is the greatness of Shabbos? You know, it won't be the subject, but that's a piece of insight. Now, one of the mysteries of Shabbos, besides everything we discussed, is the chumrah of Shabbos. Shabbos, as we know, when someone chas v'sholem is mechalel Shabbos, so we know that there is a chiyuv skilin, which is, halachically speaking, a punishment which is more severe than killing a person. Rachmanel Islam, for murder, Rachmanel Islam, there is no chiyuv misa. There's no capital punishment. Excuse me, there's a chiyuv misa, but there's a chiyuv herik, not skilin, which is two levels below skilin. For robbing, there's no chiyuv misa. Now, we are told that the reason why Shabbos is the most chomer, the most severe of all mitzvahs, in parallel with Avodah Zarah, because since Shabbos Kodesh is Zecher L'Maisa Bereishis, it is the foundation of Jewish Emunah. So, it's not really so understandable by us what actually is the foundation of Jewish Emunah. And what destruction of Jewish Emunah if you take a cigarette on Shabbos. But L'Maisa, if you burn a Sefer Torah, Rachmanu Islan, there's no capital punishment. There's a law in the Torah not to destroy a Shem Kodesh. If someone erases a Shem Kodesh, his Chayiv Malkus, there's no capital punishment. For burning a Sefer Torah, there's no Chiyuv Mis. For being Mechal Shabbos, and we're talking about Mechal Shabbos, the most delicate misdeed. Let's say, striking a match, taking a hair out of the milk, digging a little hole in the ground. The most delicate, smallest, trifle act. There is the most severe punishment, which is more than any other in the Torah, Chiyuv Skila, which is like being over the Avodah Zarah. And again, this is also a mystery. Why such severity only for Shabbos Kodesh? Now, what I try to introduce, and we discussed this many times in these wonderful gatherings, these seminars, the severity of Shabbos Kodesh. Why is Shabbos so severe, the Chiyuv Skila? We find this situation in one more place in the Torah. And this is in Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, over there you find that we should say the average punishment for a misdeed in the Beis HaMikdash is Chiyuv Misa. If someone like myself will walk into the Beis HaMikdash and bring a sacrifice to Hashem, B'bechilu v'rechimu, with the most beautiful of kavana, chayv mis, hazor hakorev, you must. Besides the fact that you're tame. So, actually, what was the great misdeed? What did he do? He killed somebody. He robbed. He burnt. All he did was he brought a korban to Hashem Yisbarach. But again, in Beis Hamikdash, if you're a czar, if you're not a kohen, chayv mis. Even a kohen in the Beis Hamikdash, if he's not wearing big day kahuna. And the Gemara says, "Ein bigdayim aleim, ein kunosim aleim." He is chayav misa, capital punishment. Now, if he's wearing bigday kahuna, and they don't fit with exact, excuse the expression, Fifth Avenue tailoring. If let's say the bigday kahuna are a little long, and the Gemara says, "Merushalim psulim, mekutzarim psulim." If they're an inch long, an inch too short, if they are a little dirty, a little stain in the big day kahuna. Imagine a kohen walking to the Beis Hamikdash, and from great enthusiasm, there's a little stain. And he said, it doesn't really matter. What does he deserve? Chayav mis, that's the halach. And the Gemara says it's a chatzitze. Could you imagine? A little dust between the kohen, the kohen's body and the big day kahuna. It's puzzle. So what does he deserve? Chayav misa. The Torah doesn't just throw around chayav misa. And the Gemara has a suffix. We all learned in this side of the Mechitza, learned Zvachim. And the Gemara says, Yiboyelahu avir choitz, this is big day kahuna. A suffix in the Gemara that may be avir, ear. Could you imagine? Let's say it's not, you know, not a perfect fit. And it's a little standing up the kohen's beged, and there's a chatzitza of ear between the kohen and the beged, and the Gemara has a havami as a suffix that it should be possible, and it's chayiv mis. So here you find this situation in big day in Beis Hamikdash. Now when you come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when once a year the kohen goes one to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we know that Chazal tell us that even if there was a machshav, if he didn't keep his sense of mind with its greatness, with its purity, the Kohen Gadol used to come walk in with a rope tied around his waist, because chances were that they have to pull him out. And here we find, again, this specialty, that there is such a severeness on two mitzvahs in the Torah, on Shabbos and on Beis Hamikdash. Now, the way I am used to explaining in these gatherings, the way I understand this Indian, I bring a mushal. Let us bring a mushal from why do we have this severity in Shabbos and Beis Hamikdash? So I say it's a mushal, a surgeon. A man has, let's say, a little growth, Rahman al-Islam, on his hand, on his foot. He goes to a doctor. The doctor says, you know, you need surgery. Now, a doctor is not supposed to be a shlemazel, and especially a surgeon. If you operate, you're supposed to be precise. Imagine an operation on someone's hand, and the doctor was a shtikl shlemazel, and his knife strayed, let's say, a quarter of an inch. He might do a lot of damage. It's not fatal. A doctor who is doing an open heart operation, a doctor who's operating in the brain. We know that today all such operations are done under microscope. When you're in the interior of the person, you're in the inside, you're in the heart, you're in the brain, everything is so precise, has to be so exact, to the hundredth of the inch. The smallest stray, where on the outside it might be overlooked. Within the heart, within the brain, it is fatal. Now the same is true, Shabbos and Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash is the heart, is the brain of the world. If we talk in simple language, Shlomo HaMelech said in Koheles, "Notati li eitz kol peri." I planted all fruits in Yerushalayim. And Chazal tell us, how could Shlomo HaMelech plant all fruits in Yerushalayim? Every fruit needs its special climate. There are fruits that only grow in Africa. You can't plant it in Yerushalayim. There are fruits that grow only in India. You can't plant it in Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says, Rashi brings it on the spot, that really everything nurses from Yerushalayim. And out of Yerushalayim goes veins in the ground, in the earth. And there's a vein that goes to Africa. There's a vein that goes to India. There's a vein that goes to every country of the world. And Shlomo HaMelech, with his wisdom, with his greatness, was able to catch the vein that goes to every country. And over there, he caught it and he planted every fruit of the world, which in different language is the heart and the brain. The heart is what pumps blood to the whole body. Shabbos Kodesh and Beis HaMikdash, we're up to now, is the heart of the world. And the same is true with Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is the heart, the pumping blood, the Mekor HaChaim. Shabbos Kodesh is called Me'ein HaBrochos, Mayan HaBrochos, the fountain of blessings. It's like someone has a field, and in the middle of the field there's a fountain. And actually he takes and gives water, he gives life to everything from this fountain. Everything lives from Shabbos Kodesh. And that is why Shabbos is so severe, more than any mitzvah in the Torah. Because if you go into the core, into the root of life, of existence, the heart and the brain, over there everything has to be so precise, so exact, that the smallest mistake is fake. And that is the truth with Beis HaMikdash, and that is the case with Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is the Mayon, is the heart of all Kedusha, all life. And therefore Shabbos Kodesh has this severity. Now, this idea, to attach the idea of Shabbos to Beis HaMikdash, actually I heard it from, it's a mitzvah to say B'Shem Omri, I heard in a tape from Avigdor Miller. It's a beautiful idea, and it's a simple understanding. Because what is Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is a sukkah, a dwelling of Hashem Yisbarach. And Shabbos Kodesh comes in, we say, Ufrois Oleinu Sukkas Shleimecho. Shabbos is a sukkah of Kedusha. Shabbos is a Beis HaMikdash. Now, the audience here is, many of the audience here heard this drasha previously. So I will just in 5 minutes try to point out several pointers of the beauties of Shabbos in parallel to the Beis HaMikdash. And then I will continue to try to do justice to some of the questions we posed in the beginning. Why do we welcome only Shabbos? Why is Shabbos individual? But let's just talk for a few minutes. Parallels between Shabbos and Beis HaMikdash. The most beautiful point in Beis HaMikdash was the Kaparas Avoinus. We say this in the Haggadah Shel Pesach when we relate the ladder of greatness that Hashem gave us. Shoytzionu Mitzrayim, Ve'osa Behem Shvotim, V'nosa Lanu Osa Shabbos, V'nosa Lanu Osa Torah. And finally the epitome is Ubonu Lanu Beis HaBechira L'chapir Al Kol Chatoisein. The greatest object for us is that we should have Kaparas Avoinus. And the reason is because the Pasuk says Ki Avoneisechem Hem Avdilos Benchem Ben Lekechem. Actually, the Mechitza, the partition between you and Hashem, is Averis. If there wouldn't be Averis, then Hashem would be with us and with eternal, endless greatness and love and blessings. There is nothing greater for us as getting rid of our Averis. And Chazal tell us, Lama Nikra Shmoy Levanoin, why is Beis HaMikdash called Levanoin, Lebanon? Shemalabnois Avoneseim Shel Yisrael. Because it whitened, it forgave the sins of the Jewish people. Karbanis, the sacrifices, which was Kaparas Avoinus. Shabbos Kodesh, Chazal tell us, when a Yid comes home from shul, and he takes a cup of wine, and he says, Vayechulu Hashamayim v'ha'oretz v'chol tzvom, and he gives witness that Hashem is the creator of heaven and earth. Boyim shnei malachei hasharis. Two angels come, and they put their hands on his head. And they say, V'sar avoynecho v'chatoscha techupa. That your sins, V'sar, are nullified. V'chatosecha techupa. There's kaparis avoynus. Shabbos is based on Migdash. Now, why actually does Shabbos have kaparis avoynus? There's a deep way of understanding it, but the simple understanding, because lo yigur chara, in Hashem's presence, in the presence of such kedusha, darkness just evaporates. It just evaporates. We are within Hashem's home. V'sar avinecha v'chatoscha techupa. Shabbos is based on Migdash. Shabbos has a menorah. Beis Hamikdash had a menorah. Neiris Shabbos. In Beis Hamikdash there was a shulchan. We have a shulchan of Shabbos, the Shabbos table. In the Neiris Shabbos, there's two mitzvahs. Just like the Neiris Beis Hamikdash has two mitzvahs. In the Beis Hamikdash, there was a mitzvah of Hatovas HaNeiris. To prepare the menorah, there was a special mitzvah. And there's a mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeiris. To kindle the lights. And the same as Shabbos. We know that it's al-pi kabbalah, that the husband should prepare the candlesticks, prepare the candles, and the wife should light the candles. In Beis Hamikdash, there was big day kuhuna. On Shabbos, we have big day Shabbos. In the Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara tells us that the food of the Beis Hamikdash, the achilas kodeshim, when the Kohanim or the owner of the korban would eat a portion of meat, basar kodesh, the Gemara says that this piece of meat will never be able to become his personal property. Hamekadesh bechelkoi, if he will mekadesh an isha, if he will take this piece of property and say to a woman, hareat mekudeshesli, she's not mekudesh because it's not his property. Mishulchan gevoya kazoch. You're eating on Hashem's table. It won't become your personal property. It won't become your possession. It's like I walk into someone's house and he gives me a portion to eat. It's a machlekes hapoiskim. Am I eating my possession? In other words, can I take a bit of my pocket? Or can you say, no, I gave it to you to enjoy in my house. You can't take it home with you. I didn't give it to you. I didn't give it to you as a present. In the Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara says, Mishulchan gevoya kazach, we're eating on Hashem's table. And the same is true with Shabbos Kodesh. When it comes to a Shabbos, we're eating on Hashem's table. Now, I'm not trying to introduce that it's not our possession, the piece of fish that we eat on the table. But who really paid for this piece of fish? Chazal tell us, Kol mezeinoysov shel odom kitzuva isloi, mirosh Hashanah ad rosh Hashanah. All the person's parnasa is designated for Rosh Hashanah. If Hashem says this gentleman will get, let's say, $30,000 a year, and he overspends, he wants to change his car, he'll go into debt. Chutz mihoytzoy es Shabbos usechar bon of the Talmud Torah. If you have an extra tutor for your child, it's on Hashem's cheshbon. And why is it on Hashem's cheshbon? I think it's very simple. Because the Gemara says that there are partners in this child. The father gives him the bones, the mother gives him the blood, and Hashem gives him the neshama. The father buys a little suit for the bones, the mother buys food for the blood, and Hashem has to pay for the tuition for the neshama. It's Hashem's child, and he pays the tuition. And he pays. And if you get an extra Rebbe, Hashem will pay for it. And the same is true with Shabbos. Shabbos is a Beis Hamikdash. We are in Hashem's home on Shabbos, and He pays for it. Hashem pays for it on Shabbos. Now, let me continue the discussion, what really is Shabbos? We find Shabbos is the Beis HaMikdash. What really is Shabbos? Now, I'm going to introduce, I think it's a new machshava. I'll try to explain it as good as I understand it. We have Shabbos in comparison, let's say, to a Pesach, a Shavuos, a Sukkot, a Rosh Hashanah, and a Yom Kippur. Now, what really is the difference between Shabbos and all these days? And it's very interesting. The Torah says, Sheishes yamim tase melachtecho. On 6 days, do your work. Ubayom hashvi'i Shabbos Hashem Elokecha. What are these 6 days referring to? And we're used to thinking Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And the Vilna Gaon says, no. 6 days of Yom Tov. We know there's 1 day of Pesach, right? The last day of Pesach, and we keep 2 days with Sveket Rabbanon, Sveket Yom Tov. But with the Raisa, there's 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Sukkot, 1 day of Shavuos, 1 day of Rosh Hashanah, Sheishes Yomim, Tase Melachtecho. Oichel Nefesh, you can cook, you can't open light, you can't drive, but you can cook, you can carry. Oichel Nefesh, Sheishes Yom Tase Melachtecho, Uvayom HaShvi'i, special. Shabbos Lashem Elokecha. Now what actually is the difference between Shabbos and the 6 days of Yom Tov? Again, not only 6 days of Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Choil. Let us talk about Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh, which is a deeper differentiation. What is Shabbos and what is Yom Tov? Let me bring you a mashal. I will bring two mashalim. Every Yom Tov is like a beautiful picture. Yom Tov generates beauty, greatness, the radiance of a Yom Tov, the Pesach, Zman Chei Useinu. Every Yom Tov has its contents, its greatness, its depth, its meaning. Shavuos, Sukkot, Pesach is Pesach Hashem Shepasach, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. What is Shabbos? Shabbos, in a translation of the world, of the word, is Shavas. Shavas means nothingness. Shabbos, and by definition, has no content. If we call Yom Tov a picture, Shabbos is a mirror. Shabbos actually has no content of his own. Shabbos is a day that all the world, plowing, cooking, everything stops. The whole world just stops. When everything stops, what remains? Hashem. That's what Shabbos is. Yom Tov has its own, his own depth of Yom Tov. Shabbos is Hashem. And Chazal tell us, Shabbos Shmo Yishla Kodesh Baruch. What happens in Shabbos is, on 6 days, Hashem created a world. And Hashem was involved in all the earthly creations. And this world really is a machitza, is a cloud that hides Hashem's greatness, Hashem's closeness. On Shabbos, Hashem rested. What does that mean? It means Hashem stopped creating the world. There is no world. All there is Hashem. It's Hashem's world. It's Olam Haba. In other words, who is our guest on Shabbos? Who really is our guest on Shabbos? Our guest on Shabbos is Hashem. When Shabbos we refer to as a personality, who is the personality of Shabbos? The personality of Shabbos is Hashem Yisbarach. Bo Yichala, Bo Yichala refers to the Shechina HaKadosha. And that's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Yom Tov Pesach, just the word Pesach explains what Pesach really is. What is Pesach? Asher Pesach. Hashem skipped over the Jewish houses. Hashem saved us. Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is Shovas. What's left? The Nizkov Hashem Levade B'Yamov. I'll bring you another mashal. Let me just make one more mashal. And this will explain one of the mysteries that we discussed. Why are we so excited about a Yom Tov? Why aren't we excited about a Shabbos? A person in his life has many necessities. I say you make a budget. So in the budget you have